Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. This is Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the word of God. Take the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God. And welcome to our prophetic insight message on this evening. Glory to God. If someone you know has a prayer request, a praise report, or testimony, glory to God, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. If you desire healing, glory to God, deliverance, glory to God, or ready to give your life to Christ, glory to God, to believe and to receive him into your heart and to believe on him as your Lord and Savior, you can email us, SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That was El Shaddai by Amy Grant. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We do not own the rights to any music or lyrics that's played on our podcast. Glory to God. All rights and credits belong to the author. Artist itself, glory to God, and music company itself, glory to God. That's just a little disclaimer. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I want to welcome everyone on this morning, this evening, this afternoon, to God be the glory, to our prophetic message insight on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share the word of the Lord with you all on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To understand the seasons and new chapters in your life isn't based on numbers. For example, the seventh day, year, month means completion. How many of you and I, us in the body of Christ, have been following this doctrine since you was taught or heard the preacher say, because you're in the sixth month, we're dealing with man, and because you're in the fourth month, this means creation. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And you may have heard the preacher say that. Glory to God. If you really want to understand what season you're in and the journey that God has you on, I encourage you to read Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through 8 from the Amplified Bible, and I'm going to read it on tonight. There's a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to introduce you to his teaching and to help you understand what season and journey he has you on according to his plan and purpose for your life. To God be the glory. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We have been declaring new beginnings ever since the dawn of time. Every time the eighth month comes along. But I'm convinced that this is what the word says over in 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verse 17 in the Amplified Bible. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual conditions, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. And because people of God, we are in Christ and we are grafted in, yes, the old things, your former self, things of old, has passed away. As we are graced with the new life, new mindset, new has been bestowed upon us. This isn't something that takes place every month, every eighth month of the year. No, this is every day that our life is being written and the path has been laid out before us. Thus says the Lord thy God. And this concludes the prophetic insight message for tonight. Glory to God. I'm Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that I'm so excited for your future. To God be all the glory. The scriptures that we read on tonight, to God, hallelujah, was Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through 8, and 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verses 5 to 17. To God be all the glory. I mean, 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verses 17. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verses 17. To God be the glory.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.